Hello, Audio Boo. This is Audio Mo Day 15 before I fall asleep. Even though it's only about 10, I feel very, very tired today. So I want to do a brief boo about, for Audio Mo, about observing people and how they think that it's okay to act and speak in front of a person with a disability. This was actually quite amusing, but it was interesting. It was interesting probably from a psychological point of view. So I'll give you a bit of background. I went to a beauty salon today to get some stuff done, like nails, eyebrows, such and such. And a friend of mine came with me because she also had to do some waxing and stuff. Now, she has a guide dog and I have a guide dog. And we took turns. I did my stuff because her stuff took longer. I did my stuff first. And then I was done. And then she did her stuff. And when I did my stuff, she minded the dogs. And when she did her stuff, I minded the dogs. That's the scene. Now, this is a new place. Well, it's not a new place. It's a new place for us. We've never tried it before. Neither of us have tried it before. So, not too much happened kind of when she was minding the dogs, except for kind of people looking at them and commenting, whatever. So she went off and started doing her thing. Because she did, you know, waxing and stuff, she went into a separate room. So she wasn't anywhere near the dogs. And I was there with the dogs, and they were very well behaved, and everything was all right. And so two women are there, and they're talking now, another customer and the owner of the beauty salon, but not, well, one of the owners. There's two owners, a mother and a daughter. They're actually partners. The daughter was treating us, and she was lovely. The mother isn't so nice. So we're sitting there, and I'm sitting there with the dogs, and I'm hearing this conversation between them. These are Labradors, right? Yeah. Both, right? Yeah. Now, I'll insert my note. Tokyo is actually half a golden retriever, and her golden retrieverness is quite pronounced. All right. End of note. Which one do you think is the male and which one is the female? I don't know. It's hard to tell. Well, that one looks more like a female. Do you think? I think the other one looks more like a female. Well, it's hard to know. This one looks very young. Oh. How do you think they know what to do with them? Oh, they train with them, I guess. Oh. So she tells them things? Well, I guess she tells them things and they obey. Or maybe they are just trained to know what she wants. Oh. What do you think she says to them? I don't know. Now, and a note, insert note again. She, as in I, was sitting there. I was she. And I'm sitting there, not getting involved on purpose. I wanted to know, to see where this was going to go. End of note. So they're both hers? No, one of them is her friend's. Oh, so she's just minding them. Yeah. And they don't mind? No. I think you should give them some water. Do you think? Yeah. Maybe if you've got a disposable dish or something. Oh, okay. So how much do you think I should give them? Well, I don't know, fill a disposable dish for each of them and put it in front of them. Do you think they'd share it? I don't know. Do you think they'll fight over it? Maybe. Well, give them some water and see what they do. Do you have any treats? Now, at this point, I couldn't not get involved. Now, I was sitting there the whole time. And I said, don't you think you should ask me, you know, or that you could ask me any of those questions? Because I can hear you. Also, don't you think that you should ask me whether it's okay to give them anything? Maybe they shouldn't have any water when they're on duty. Now, of course, that's not true, but I just think that guide dog handlers should ask, even if it's obvious that water is needed or something. Ask them. Oh. Okay, well, I didn't know if you knew. I didn't know what. No answer. What didn't I know? No answer. Well, if you really want to give them water, you can give them water. I think one disposable dish is enough. Yes, they will share. No, they're not both Labradors. No, this is the female and this is the male. Did you guys ask anything else? And they were so quiet. They're like, oh, you know. I mean, I was there. And I just found this a very interesting and very sad kind of social observation, experiment, whatever. But this whole conversation went on when I was right there, perfectly willing and ready to answer any questions. But talking about me as if I wasn't there was a lot easier. And to make assumptions about the dogs and what they do and what they don't do is a lot easier than to actually approach a person with a disability. And yeah, that was interesting. It was a bit unfortunate and a bit worrying that people are so, first of all, they think they know everything and are so willing to talk about people as if they weren't there, just because they have a disability. If I had been fully sighted, they would never talk about me like that. Anyway, thanks for listening to me and to my Audiomo Day 15.